Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first entry for what will hopefully be a continuing series titled Devil's Advocate. Anyone who knows me knows that I enjoy having a good debate with pretty much anyone about pretty much anything. So I figured, why not start a podcast about it, huh? Makes sense. So basically the premise of this show is I'm going to go around and I'm going to find people to have debates with, and I'm going to take the opposite side of whatever they believe. Whether I agree with them or not in my actual life, and you know, from my own opinions, I'm going to argue for the other side, because I think it's important that we tend to not get stuck in our own views, because if we talk to a bunch of people who agree with us and think exactly the same way that we do, how much information and how much smarter are we really going to get, you know, at the end of the day? We're going to just keep seeing what we want to see and maybe not be seeing exactly what's happening. So, as I said, that's what this entire podcast is going to be about. Also, I think it's very important that I say this, you know, right now. If the bad, even I'm probably going to be saying it every single time I debate with somebody. I may not agree with the opposite side of the argument, as I said earlier. But I will argue as though I do agree. Meaning if you walk up to me and say, abortion's wrong, or abortion's right. Either way, I may not agree with the opposite side that I'm arguing for, but I think it's important for you to know that I don't. So just chill out, you know? I might even have to have people sign waivers. I don't know. I don't want to get sued about anything I say. But that's neither here nor there. So this one's going to be pretty short. I'm not actually debating with anyone today. This is more an introduction as to what this whole thing is going to be about. But I kind of just want to give you a little background about myself and, you know, give you some of my, you know, somewhat of ideologies, I guess you could say, or whatever, the way I think. Stupidity is infinite. I don't think such a statement can be proven because no man's a time traveler. However, if trends continue, and they usually do, then I'll be correct. I don't claim to be better than anybody, but I am sure of one thing. I can admit my faults. Also, time may very well see me go down seen as a crazy person because of the way I think. More possibly, probably, than not likely, but yeah. For instance, why do we own weapons? What are the beneficial qualities of creating something that causes pain, you know? What do we really need those things for? Most people would answer for protection. But isn't that like a surgeon telling you that they'll operate to remove your issue you're having with your body without telling you exactly what caused it and how to prevent it from forming again? Yeah. Anyway, too often in the world we treat these symptoms without fixing the cause. I'm not speaking only of physical ailments, because obviously that's not the only thing that exists. You know? And then we end up having them resurface and be reinvigorated with more urgency when we don't fix the actual cause and just kind of put a band-aid over the issue. So this podcast is kind of like going to be my, I don't know, for lack of better words, like a call to arms, even though I just said I don't agree with weapons, but like a call to arms for a better way. Like, let's begin to analyze ourselves and actively voyage on an inward journey. You know, see what's causing these things. See how we can do better. I kind of want to use this as a tool to make ourselves our best version with like a perpetual daily effort, you know, maybe not a full 180 becoming a completely new person, but something along those lines, you know, being your best self. Make sure as of today you can confirm that you're a better person than you were yesterday, you know, one of those kind of things where you're actively trying to do better as opposed to accidentally doing better and realizing that you like that better. In the end, we got to be our own heroes and saviors. Be the change that you seek. That's all for now. Nah, I'm just messing with you. That can't be all for now. I haven't even effectively proven my point. Every time you actively make progress and make sure each step that you take is putting you in a better position in life, or it's, giving those people like growing up around you something to look up to, or you're being an inspiration to people that you come across, then you're kind of going down the right path as far as I see things. You can't change everybody for the better, but I guess you kind of want to be a beacon. Like, you want to do the best that you can and affect the people who are willing to be affected by what you're doing in a positive light. Obviously, you don't want to have people copying if you have bad habits, because then we have more problems in the world. Anyway, you want to be like a good friend's positive memory. Like, you don't want to be that douchebag that, you know, I remember that guy, I used to hang out with him, but he fucking sucks. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. You want to be your parents' crowning achievement. You want them, everyone, to look at you and be like, man, that guy's doing the best he can. That guy's trying to be a positive impact on the world. Or a gal, if you are one of those. Or whatever you are. However you identify, I should say. You want to be your sister's shoulder to lean on, your brother's shoulder to lean on. You want to be their obelisk, something they can lean on and know that they're sturdy and it's going to support them no matter what. You want to be your cousin's constant source of encouragement, you know, with their plans and anything that they got going on, you know, be your grandparents' reason to smile. I mean, basically what I'm saying is, don't be a shit. I don't know any better way to say it. Just do your best to be your best for you. Not necessarily to make someone else happy. That should be a byproduct of it, you know, just because, you know. Do what you got to do for you to make yourself feel good. Be your best version of you for you. Look back at you from 5 years ago and go, man, that guy was doing a good job, but I'm doing 10 times better than him. Because at the end of the day, you're your own competition. You're not measuring yourself against someone else, because then you're using metrics that you can't accurately analyze. You don't know why that person is the way they are, even if they tell you their life story, because realistically, you haven't lived it. Even if they tell you the same exact thing that you've gone through in life, you're not them. You don't have their perspective on life. You only have your own perspective. So you got to use that as your metric to judge against. So I always say, just make sure that you're better. You're being a better person today than you were yesterday, basically. I mean, I'd like nothing less than to see everyone in the world be able to get along. Don't know how likely that is to happen, but I do my best to try to get along with everyone that I encounter. Does that mean that I like everyone that I meet? Absolutely not. But I do make my best effort to like them. So, just consider making the word impossible into the statement, I'm possible, and then apply that to your dream, and you know, you'll have a better outlook and a, you know, more productive and more enlightening disposition towards any situation you might run into in life. But for real this time, with all that being said, this is going to be the closing out of the first, not really, but the first entry in Devil's Advocate. Wow, I've been talking this whole time and have never introduced myself. That's pretty bad, huh? Anyway, my name is Mensa. I go by the Luminary Kohai, which means Student of Light. And, yeah, I'll be seeing you at least, hopefully, once a week with a brand new updated podcast, unedited, unfiltered, just some good old conversation with some random people about some random stuff. That helps everyone see things just that slight bit better. I don't have a set time as to when I'll be uploading these things or updating them. So kind of pop your head in, you know, just check it out. You're not that busy anyway. I know you. You're not that cool. You're not that important. So come on back whenever you feel like you want to hear a good old debate.